Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Easygoing Podcast with your hosts, Juan Marcel
and Rylan.
Today, we are recording this about an hour before we head to the airport.
Yeah.
First, we're going to Utah for Rylan's cousin's wedding.
Yes.
And Rylan is standing in the wedding.
Yeah, I'm a bridesmaid, so it's going to be so much fun. I have a cute dress that I got. And
she got it tailored and everything.
Yeah.
And then after that, on November 8th, so about a week from us recording this, we get on a flight straight to Tokyo, Japan.
Which is going to be like 20 hours of traveling.
Yes. So that's sad. Pray for us.
Yeah.
But
it's all worth it.
Exactly. We're so excited. We booked our Airbnb finally, super last minute. We spent the whole day packing and taking care of last minute stuff. It's been ridiculous.
Yeah, we didn't even get to do a lot of the things that we set out to do, like go to the mall and get certain things, but
we'll do it in Utah.
Yes.
We've already made peace with it. Besides that, what else has happened this week?
Halloween.
Oh yeah, Halloween.
We dressed up as cop. Well, I dressed up as a cop. He dressed up as a
robber.
Criminal.
An escaped convict.
Yes, and it was so fun. We went to a party with my friends.
We went to a place in Tempe, which is like a college town. Yeah. We did some clubbing out there. We were handcuffed to each other the whole time. We put out a nice vlog on it if you didn't watch it, and we'll link that in the show notes. It's a fun little vlog for sure. Anyways, let's get into today's topic, which was sent to us by Andrea via Instagram DMs. By the way, you can always send us topics or episode suggestions through our social media accounts, or you can email us at easygoingpod@gmail.com. We also leave a submission prompt at the bottom of each episode on Spotify. So here is what Andrea said. Any advice when searching for love? I would like an opinion. Sending love and good wishes to you too. That's very sweet. Thank you, Andrea.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love this topic. I don't know why we've never really spoken about our advice when looking for love. Because a lot of people ask us like how to find a person, like we found each other.
Yeah.
And we always think the same thing, which is the fact that if you do go out there looking for love, like really trying to force it, you're not going to find it.
Yeah.
And you are either going to force something that isn't the right thing for you, so like end up in a bad situation, or accept less than you deserve.
Yeah, exactly. Like you just shouldn't be so hyper-focused on finding love.
Yeah. For example, we were not looking for love, either one of us, when we found each other. It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
And that's why we wanted to talk today about what we think people should be focused on instead of how do I find the person. We believe that true love and finding true love is all about working on yourself and building yourself up to be in the position to attract the right person for you.
Yes, exactly.
Whenever that happens. So with that being said, here are the 10 things that you should work on in order to attract the true love that you deserve, in our opinion.
I'm going to kick it off with the first one, which is getting to a point where you are content with being alone.
Yes.
If you're not okay with being alone, then
that's where you put yourself in a position to accept whatever treatment comes to you.
Accept disrespect.
Yeah, because you're like, anything's better than being alone.
Yeah.
But when you get to a point where you love yourself and you value time with yourself and you are comfortable with yourself, you're not going to put up with as much, because when someone comes around and is not treating you the way you would treat them or the way you want and expect to be treated, then you're like, I'm out. I don't need to deal with this. I'm fine being alone.
Like me and Juan spent so much time alone abroad.
Yes.
That
because of our jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Like I maybe had like friends here and there in model apartments and things like that, but for the most part I was alone like 90% of the time, walking through the city and just like getting to know myself and to know what music I loved and things like that.
Yeah.
And
that's all that matters. What music do you love?
I'm just saying, like obviously it's like the little things that you remember from being alone.
Yeah, getting to know the music that you love, but also just getting to know what do you want in life? What do you expect?
Deeper questions too.
Yeah, like just get to know yourself on a deeper level. And more than you need anyone else to feel happy, get to a point where you're like, I like myself.
Mm-hmm.
I value myself. I know what I bring to the table when someone else comes along. And that actually brings me into the next one, which is discover what you love so mm-hmm. that you don't just morph into whatever person it is yes. that you end up with. You want to have the things that you love that are separate from what they love.
Mm-hmm. Because yes, you're going to have things that you both like together, but you should know like, oh, well, like, for example, Juan doesn't really like painting, but I love painting.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he compromises to paint with me, but yeah. like for
or
the most part.
Basically to watch her paint.
Yeah, exactly. But like, that's what I love. And I know that I love that because of past experiences.
Yeah, exactly. The coolest part about a healthy relationship is coming together and getting to discover new parts of yourself through the other, like when they yeah. bring their interests and mm-hmm. their beliefs and stuff into your life, and you're like, whoa, I didn't yeah. ever think of this, or I didn't even try this.
Yeah,
you don't want to be the person that comes into a relationship like, I like whatever this person likes
yeah.
or doesn't know themselves, mm-hmm. doesn't know what they love,
yeah,
and doesn't provide that also very valuable thing to the mm-hmm. relationship, like having very strong hobbies and
yeah.
likes and yeah. dislikes and
exactly.
knowing those things. That's what makes it so fun.
Mm-hmm. I remember in high school, I used to like with boys that I liked, sorry, but I used to try
How
and like find the music that they liked. So I would like listen to all of it and know it. And now I'm like, when we're in the car together, I'm like playing all the songs that you hate and my stuff just because it's what I like. Like, I love Lana. Juan doesn't like Lana.
Don't,
but
you just made a whole fandom turn against me. You know what? We'll go against you now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She likes country, everybody.
No, I
she
don't.
She likes country.
I like a few songs.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds like someone who's guilty
okay,
of liking country.
That's so rude.
You told me.
Some people like it too. And you know what? Good. I only like a few songs.
It's
so
fine.
Don't.
What we're talking about here is that that's great. That's great. You provide me with the experience of plugging my ears while you play country
music.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, whatever. I don't even play it that much. He's lying. Okay, now the third one is take time to invest into yourself.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I mean, examples of this would be like working out.
Yeah.
I love to work out and that brings me confidence. That's one big one for me.
Whatever that may be for mm-hmm. you. So like investing into, if you're like, I've always wanted to play an instrument.
Or education, like invest
going
in your
to school.
Education
yeah.
first.
Yeah, exactly. Doing the things that build you up as a person.
Yes.
Because it's all about finding the value in yourself.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to point to right here is like,
mm-hmm.
you don't need someone else to be valuable or
yes.
to be happy. Getting all the things in your life and in your person and your soul
yeah.
that make you feel whole,
mm-hmm.
like alone. Because it's like, I forget who told me this. I think it was my mom and her husband, but
mm-hmm.
1 + 1 = 2.
Oh, that's cute.
And it was like, their whole saying was, with us, it's not like me plus her equals 2. It's like
yeah.
when we come together, it's greater than 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are both so full
yeah.
that when we come together, we are more than just two
mm-hmm.
halves
yeah.
of something.
That one leads me to number 4,
mm-hmm.
which is work on your self-confidence and get to a point where you love yourself entirely.
Mm.
And this one is obviously huge.
Yeah.
You have to have self-confidence, you have to have self-love in order to give your partner enough love.
Yeah, and also in order to know the love that you deserve.
Exactly, too. Yeah.
Because if you are walking around thinking you don't even deserve
mm-hmm.
the type of love that you keep saying you want to find,
yeah.
then how are you ever going to attract that?
Yeah, and I also think that if you know how much love you deserve, you're actually better at giving love to somebody. You know what you deserve,
mm-hmm.
which means you know how to love somebody else because you know how much they deserve.
Yeah, if you know how to love yourself, you know what it feels like to be loved.
Yes.
Truly.
Exactly.
And it doesn't mean like being conceited or anything. It's
yeah.
it's about loving yourself in the ways of like treating yourself well, either
mm-hmm.
you know, taking care of your mental health
yeah.
or your physical health if that's what you want to do, like eating a certain way that makes
yeah.
you feel better or having a morning routine or
yeah.
anything like that.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that, like, obviously you don't have to be perfect. We all have our moments. I still have moments where I don't have as much self-love as I normally do.
Yeah.
But overall, we're talking about the overall. Like, you have to be at a point where you, for the most part, have a lot of self-love and respect for yourself.
Well, it's not even that. It's like when we both met each other, we both were at a point where we had a ton of self-confidence, mm-hmm. ton of self-love, all those things. So when we came together, we had attracted each other.
Yeah.
Like, I saw in you the things that I valued about
a partner,
as in, like, I saw you as this strong, confident, mm-hmm. driven, ambitious person. You loved yourself. You took care of yourself. And I really admired that. I thought you were incredible. And that's what I mean.
I'm kidding.
I'm talking about that's how we attracted
each
other.
That's very, very sweet. And I love you
so
much. Baby,
you're even better today than then. You know that. So the next one is to take time to figure out what you even need in a partner. You want to get to a point where you're so comfortable with yourself, you know your value, you know all of this, and you are now at the point where you're like, well, what do I even need in another person?
Yeah, and I think sometimes this can also be done like subconsciously, you mm-hmm. know? Because, for example, I didn't like have notes written down of like what I need in a partner and what I need, you know, like there's things that I thought about. And I also think that dating helped me a lot with this because I was like, okay, that is what I don't want.
Yeah,
and
same.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. It's like taking time even in the sense of be single for a while.
Yeah.
Like date, not necessarily because you need to find the one right now.
Yeah.
Date because that's what dating is mm-hmm. finding things that you do and don't like and basically subconsciously formulating in your head like, okay, this is in general the type of person and the type of qualities that a person like me needs.
Yeah. And everybody's so different. So it's like,
yeah, it's not,
everybody's going to be different.
Yeah, it's not one size fits all. There's not like the one that we're all looking for. Like there's going to be your person.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to find that and attract that, you need to know what that even is or what that will look like for
mm-hmm.
you. And that leads me to the next one, which is to fully enjoy being single before you even think about finding the one, you know?
Yeah.
This will help you not only, you know, some people say, oh, you need to get it all out of your system because when you get married, blah, blah, blah. It's not about that, you know? That sounds like you're sacrificing something when you find your person, but it's about knowing when you're ready for that next step. Like
mm-hmm.
when I met Rylan, I had come off a phase where for a long time since my previous relationship, I was like, I am not going to commit to anyone.
Yeah.
And doesn't mean I was running around breaking people's hearts and being, you know,
were just like casually dating people.
Yeah, I was very upfront about it. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not looking for anything serious. I'm just, my lifestyle at the time was very hard to even imagine being settled down with someone.
Yeah.
So I just was enjoying being single. And then I got to a point after I had went on enough dates, after I had experienced enough of like
people.
Yeah, people and gotten to know what I did and didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting to a point where I was like, I don't even want to date anymore unless
It's
for a person that I see a long term with. That's when, I mean, I actually was seeing someone before Rylan
mm-hmm.
with the intention that would this be long term or not? And then obviously that didn't end up panning out and it wasn't something that ended up working. But what I mean by this is I had gotten through enjoying being single and got
mm-hmm.
to a point where I was like, I'm ready for the long term
commitment.
And then I found Rylan, and that's why as soon as she came into my life and I knew, within 2 weeks, I was like, let's do this.
Yeah.
I committed to being long distance with
mm-hmm.
you, and we never looked back because of the fact that I had been single. Like, I did all that.
Mm-hmm. And the next one we have written down is have a strong sense of who you are.
Yes.
So that you aren't persuaded by fault into things that you don't truly align with. So, like, maybe your partner or like people in your life have different morals than you
mm-hmm.
and you shouldn't be easily persuaded into thinking certain things. You should have a strong sense of what your beliefs and your values and your morals are.
Yes, absolutely. And that's also a compatibility thing, because if you
mm-hmm.
go into something not even knowing yourself in that way, and then you're in this relationship and then years down the line, you realize, I don't share the same beliefs or morals as this person.
Exactly.
Because you will realize that at some point.
Yes.
If
and
you're
I think,
not, go ahead, sorry.
And I think that it's not fair to the person to like be like, oh, wait, I just kind of like wanted to believe what you believe, or just I value what you value, and now I don't.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, well.
You didn't share that with me yeah, in the beginning.
Exactly. It's not really fair to do to somebody.
It's important to know yourself, yeah, not only for dating, but just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Before you get too tied up in someone else, it's worth discovering yourself. It's valuable.
Yes, exactly.
That brings me to the next one, which is to have an idea of what kind of life you want to live and yeah, what kind of partner would fit into that.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Like some people want a more simple life.
Yeah, traditional life.
Exactly. Some people want more extravagant lives.
Some people want something like what Rylan and I have, yeah, which is...
Or traveling a lot, being a nomad.
Not really committing to any one place for long periods of time. We don't yeah, really see like buying the house and mm-hmm, the having the five kids.
Yeah,
and the,
definitely not in the early 20s.
Yeah, that was another reason we just... immediately connected was because yeah, we both were so aware mm-hmm, of what kind of life we wanted to live,
yeah,
and so aware of how well the other person fit into that.
Yeah,
we both were living lifestyles where we traveled a lot. We both mm-hmm, wanted to keep doing that. We wanted freedom. We yeah, wanted things that not everybody wants necessarily. Mm-hmm. Neither one of us got a degree in college and planned on like living yeah, a certain lifestyle that other people might
mm-hmm,
expect of their partner, or
yeah,
even wanting kids right away mm-hmm, or not, you know? Yeah. These are things you need to know.
Or wanting to get married like immediately, you know, things like
exactly,
that.
Exactly. That's why knowing yourself,
yeah,
knowing what you want in life, knowing mm-hmm, your goals, your ambitions, your needs is so important.
Yes.
To attract the right person.
The next one is don't let your past control your future.
Mm-hmm.
This applies a lot to like maybe you've had a heartbreak or you've been cheated on and you don't want to bring those traumas or those scars.
Yeah, you don't want to bring baggage.
Yeah, you don't want to bring that into your future relationship because then you're just going to be like worried about what they're doing or worried about certain things that you have had happen to you before.
Well, it's not just that. You don't want the past and the things that happened to you in the past to control the decisions you make now.
Yeah.
Because I had been cheated on before you.
Mm-hmm.
And if I hadn't dealt with that in the way I needed to before we got into our relationship, I would yeah, have been like, there's no way I'm going to get into a relationship with this beautiful model who won't even be living in the same state as me. He's going to be living across the country from me. I have no idea what she'll be doing.
Yeah. Or it would make you more protective in a way. And you're like, oh, well, you can't wear that or you can't go out here. Like some people suffer from that because of their past.
Yeah, you know? Just being controlling and
yes,
manipulative.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
You just want to deal with all those things before you can be ready for the person that
yeah,
you want in your life. You want to be in a position to treat them with respect and yeah, to trust them. You want to be ready to receive that love.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to the final one that we have here, which is to relieve yourself completely of the need to control the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes back to the original question. Like when you're looking at it, like, how do I find love, or
yeah,
how do I find this person, or, you know, being so worried about the outcome, or will yeah, I ever find the right person? You can't be worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do all the things we were just talking about and you're at a point in your life where you feel comfortable alone, you know your worth, you know that you're ready to receive the love that you deserve.
Yeah.
You know your values, you know your morals, all of mm-hmm, these things. You're not going to be afraid of not finding the person. You're going to know
yeah,
that when that person does come along,
yeah,
you'll be ready.
Exactly.
But for now, you just live your life.
And when you always work on yourself and do all the things that we previously said, the person that you are meant for always comes at the most random time, like when you're just not looking at all.
Yeah.
And I think we definitely can say that we experienced that. It's like we weren't even thinking about like really entering a relationship. I mean, we weren't like, oh, I need to. It just mm-hmm, kind of like happened.
And I think there's so much pressure nowadays with TikTok and all these things,
yeah,
seeing perfect relationships all over social media. And
yeah,
we've talked about this before that we feel sometimes like maybe we promote unfair things, but this is the reality of what our relationship is like. And
yeah,
that is because we did all the work before mm-hmm, and we constantly are doing the work on our relationship.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, like we have a great relationship, but no relationship is perfect. It's
oh,
not
of
like
course,
we don't fight. We fight, of course, and that's going to happen. So
you don't want to feel like pressure time-wise, you know, like, oh, I'm 20-something. Yeah. I got to already find someone so I can start, get yeah. married by 27 and or have 30, kids by 30
yeah.
or whatever the timeline you think it is. Like, it's all going to happen at the right time yeah. as long as you prepare yourself in the ways that you need to be ready to receive it when it comes around.
Yeah. But anyways, thank you so much, Andrea. Such a good topic.
Yes, it really was. And we hope that we provided you with some value in this yes. response. We know that it might not be the response you were looking for, but we truly believe that this is the right way to go about finding true love.
Yeah.
And just know that, once again, stop putting so much pressure on yourself to find this or that.
Yeah.
And just fall in love with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And we promise it's all going to work out for real. Yeah. With that being said, if you guys enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave us a 5-star review. We are trying to reach 500 5-star reviews on Spotify by the end of 2022. It's a big goal, but I know that we can hit it. We're getting closer every day.
Yeah.
And besides that, if you ever want to submit any podcast episode topics, ask us a question, or just say hi, you can always do that by emailing us at easygoingpod@gmail.com, or you can reach out to any of our social medias and we will always check those. And we also leave a submission box at the bottom of each episode on Spotify for you to submit all those things on as well.
As always, we love and appreciate you guys so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, we will. See ya. Love you.